The purpose of the protest is to demand for the 18 missing people that were abducted and taken away by security never to be seen again.
These are the supporters of your party?
Yes, please.
The opposition has been protesting or boycotting parliament because of this. Ugandan officials are saying that they don't know whether they are holding any of your supporters because they don't have information on that.
But they were taken in live view of camera. General Museveni, the president, went about them and conceded that he has them. The country came out loudly and confessed that he has them. This was months ago.
So let's talk about the protest. The police are saying they are not going to allow you to protest because your protests have never been peaceful.
But we've never been violent. We've never been violent. Our protests are always peaceful. We have never been violent in our protests, and we intend to be non-violent even this time around. You know, violence only comes when the police cracks down on the people, beats them and arrests them and tortures them, not the people themselves.
As you know, Honorable, the Nine Line Summit is taking place on Friday. The government is saying you are protesting or you want to protest to tarnish the image of Uganda.
No, we want to protest the gross human rights situation in Uganda that is happening. What tarnishes the government is what they do, gross human rights violations. What we highlight the situation, we only expose the atrocities. They know that what they're doing is a violation of the norms that established the non-aligned movement, and they're not respecting the principles that bring them together.
Are you saying, therefore, you are going to protest? Do you have permission from the police to do so?
Yes.